When John Lee explains alertness, sampajanya, he compares it to a pulley. You can pull the pulley, the rope over the pulley in one direction, you can pull it in the other. The same way when you're alert to what you're doing in the present moment, you want to be alert to the breath and also alert to what the mind is doing in relationship to the breath. You want to connect those two. Sometimes the problem when you try to settle down, the mind won't settle down. Sometimes the problem is with the mind. Sometimes the problem is with the breath. You want to keep your eye on both. If the problem is the breath, you can breathe in different ways. You can perceive the breath in different ways. Think of the breath energy starting in the body. It's not like you're having to pull breath in from the outside. What you're pulling in, of course, is the air. But the breath energy starts inside. The impulse to breathe in, breathe out. That comes inside. Where does it start? Does it start in one spot? Does it start in many spots? Can you allow it to spread evenly through the body, smoothly through the body, so that the whole body is nourished? Then you check out the mind. Is the mind ready to be here? The Thai and Chans like to talk about the mind leaning forward or leaning back. In other words, is the mind leaning into the future or is it leaning back into the past? To the left, to the right, is it leaning toward things that it likes or things that it doesn't like? Try to get it to stand tall, straight up and down, right here. If you have to think in ways that release you from thoughts of the day, okay, think in those ways. It's one of the reasons why we have chanting at night before the meditation. To remind you that the large issues in life are aging, illness, and death. We want to make sure those are taken care of. As for issues in the kitchen, issues in the grove, issues with other people, those are minor, even though they may weigh heavily on your mind right now. Try to step back from them. See them in the larger picture. You don't want those things to be hounding you when you get sick, hounding you when you get old, hounding you when you die. So clear them out right now. That way you're alert to the mind, you're alert to the breath. And both of them can come together and stay together on good terms.